Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Eduardo Kawakami, and the title of my presentation is Cotton Physiological Response to Application of Urea with NBBT and DCD under normal and high temperature conditions. First overview, I will give an introduction. I will clarify what NBBT and DCD stands for. I will talk a little bit about nitrogen in cotton. I will give my hypothesis and objective, and I will be brief in my materials and methods, and my results sections are divided into physiological and agronomic measurements. And I finish with a summary and a conclusion. NBPT is a N-butyltiophosphoric triamide, which is a urease inhibitor, so basically inhibits urea hydrolysis, decreasing loss of ammonia by loss of nitrogen by ammonia volatilization. DCD is dicyandiamide, it is a nitrification inhibitor, so he inhibits nitrate formation in the soil, decreasing loss of nitrogen by nitrate leaching, and also formation of nitrous oxide gas. These two compounds are mainly used with the objective of improving nitrogen use efficiency of crops. And why that's important is because crops are known to have really low nitrogen use efficiency. Particularly in cotton, about 70 to 80% of the nitrogen that we apply in the crop is lost in the system. Another important aspect of improving nitrogen use efficiency is to reduce cost. Cotton nitrogen recommendation corresponds to about 10% of the final production cost. Another important aspect of improving nitrogen use efficiency is to protect the environment, in which we can decrease water contamination by nitrate and also emission of the greenhouse gas nitrous oxide. And how that will work? First, we have the urea fertilizer that it is surface applied. It is rapid hydrolyzed by urease, so we form ammonia, which can be lost by volatilization. So we add NBBT to the system, this will inhibit urease, so we'll give more time for the urea fertilizer to be incorporated as urea. And once it is incorporated, we'll be transformed to ammonium. And ammonia is quickly transformed to nitrate by nitrate reductase, and has a negative charge, so can be leached to the water table. In the absence of oxygen, nitrate can also be formed to nitrous oxide, which is a gas and can also be lost by volatilization. When we add DCD to the system, this will inhibit nitrate reductase. We maintain the nitrogen in the ammonium form, which can be held by the CEC of the soil. In cotton, only limited research has been done with NBPT, in which has been reported to have some increase in nitrogen recovery. DCD also has some limited research, in which we have some positive effect in yield, especially in adequate rainfall condition. DCD has also been reported to have some toxic effect at concentration above 15%. Along with that, little is known about the effect of these two compounds in the physiology of nitrogen assimilation in the plant, and also the effect of these two inhibitors under stress conditions. So along with that, the objective of my research was to evaluate the performance of these two compounds with urea fertilizer on the physiology and growth of cotton grown under normal and high temperature conditions. The hypothesis that application of urea with NBPT and DCD would increase nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency of cotton, in which with subrates of nitrogen, we could maintain cotton growing yield at levels of the full recommended urea application. And we also expect that high temperature would negatively affect the performance of both NBPT and DCD in all measures proposed, since high temperature usually tends to increase the activity of urease and also nitrate reductase. Moving to material methods, we conduct a grow room study with 5 treatments. Treatment 1 is then treated control with a 0 rate of nitrogen. Treatment 2 is the full recommended nitrogen rate with urea. Treatment 3, 75% of the full recommended nitrogen rate with urea. Treatment 4, 75% of the full recommended rate of nitrogen with agrotain, which it is NBPT with urea. And treatment 5, 75% of the full recommended rate of nitrogen with SuperU, which has NBPT plus DCD with urea. And these 5 treatments are split in 2 temperature regimes, 30 cells for the normal temperature and 38 cells for the high temperature. There are more about materials and methods. We use the cultivar Stoneville 4554. We plant in 2-liter pots with a soil from Mariana, Arkansas. Nitrogen application was split applied half at pre-plant and half at first square stage. And the growth chambers were regulated with a 12-hour photoperiod with relative humidity of 70%. We use a complete randomized design with 2 factors and 5 replications. And means comparison was done with a novel analysis with LCD with alpha level 0.05. And significant difference was detected with p-values lower than 0.05. Moving to physiological measures, in the leaf, we measure nitrate reductase and glutamine synthetase. which are the enzymes responsible for nitrogen assimilation in the plant. In the ovary of the flowers of the cotton, we measure glutathione reductase, which is an antioxidant enzyme and can be used as a stress indicator in the plant. We also measure NADPH activity, which is an enzyme responsible for cell expansion, and also in the seeds, important for fiber development in the ovary. Along with that, we also measure protein content. So this is an illustration about how nitrogen is assimilated in the plant. So we have nitrate and ammonia. This is uptake by the roots and can be assimilated to amino acid and protein in the roots. And if needed, it can be translocated to the aerial part of the plant. One important aspect of nitrogen to be assimilated in the roots is that photosynthesis needs to produce carbon skeletons, such as alpha-ketoglutarate, which needs to be translocated to the root of the plant in order for the ammonia to be assimilated into amino acids in the roots. Another pathway is that nitrate can also be translocated to the plant shoot, and by the same way, nitrate reductase can reduce to ammonia, and ammonia can be incorporated into glutamine by glutamine synthetase. Glutamine will use the rest of the amino acid. Another important aspect of glutamine synthetase is that under senescence or stress, protease enzymes might be more active, which will degrade protein to amino acid and ammonia, in which glutamine synthetase will need to recycle this ammonia again to amino acid. At this point of the presentation, move on to results. All my red bar graphs are mean comparison of the temperature treatments, and all my green bar graphs are mean comparison of nitrogen treatments. The nitrogen treatment was averaged across temperature. The temperature treatment was averaged across nitrogen treatment. Looking at the glutamine synthetase, we have seen a significant temperature effect, in which high temperature has significant higher activity of glutamine synthetase compared to the normal temperature. One of the explanations for these facts might be that at high temperature, protease enzyme might be more active, so would degrade some proteins to amino acid and ammonia. So in this case, glutamine synthetase would be needed to be more active in order to recycle this ammonia that yield from the protease enzymes. Look at the nitrate reductase enzymes in the leaf. We have seen a significant treatment effect in which the untreated control, which received no nitrogen, has significant higher activity of nitrate reductase compared to the fertilized treatments. One of the factors that might occur is because nitrogen deficient plant, the photosynthesis was not in perfect condition that would yield carbon skeleton in order for the nitrogen to be assimilated in the roots. So most of the nitrate would be translocated to the leaf. So in this case, would be more high. Nitrate reductase would be high in the leaf of the plant. Looking at the NADPH activity, we have seen that a temperature effect, in which high temperature has significant lower amounts of NADPH activity compared to the normal temperature. This could partially explain why under high temperature, some of the yields decrease due to maybe decreasing fiber yields because NADPH activity is responsible for cell development, fiber development on the seeds. Look at the glutathione reductase activity. We have seen a treatment effect in which the control treatment has significant higher activity of this enzyme compared to the fertilized treatment. So if the plants are deficient, it is reasonable to consider that they were more stressed, which would produce more glutathione reductase in order to protect the plant. Looking at the protein content, we have seen a temperature and a treatment effect. Both were significant. Looking at the temperature effect, we have seen that high temperature had more protein than the normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, all fertilizer treatments, they were not significantly different from each other. And all of them, except for the urea 75 alone, were higher than the control treatment. Move on to the agronomic measure. We measure dry matter, just the aerial fraction. We measure nitrogen uptake. We take the nitrogen concentration multiplied by dry matter. And at the end of experiment, we also measure soil nitrate and ammonia content as just to calculate how much nitrogen was left in the soil at the end of the experiment. We also estimate nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency by the different method in which was calculated taking the nitrogen content of the treatment of interest minus nitrogen content of the unfertilized control divided by the amount of nitrogen applied multiplied by 100. Looking at the dry matter, we have a significant temperature and a treatment effect. High temperature significantly produces more dry matter than the normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, we have seen that agrotens superior, they were not significant from each other. They were higher than urea 75 alone, but they were lower than the full urea treatment. So this is just a picture of the treatments. So I have untreated control, full urea, urea 75%, agrotain 75%, and superior 75%. Looking at the nitrogen uptake, we have seen again a significant temperature in a treatment effect. Looking at the temperature effect, we have seen that high temperature had more nitrogen uptake in compared to normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, we have seen that agrotain and superior, they were not significant from each other. They were higher from the urea 75, but lower than the full urea treatment. Excuse me. Looking at the soil nitrogen reserve, we have seen a temperature effect only nitrate. The rest were not significant. In this case, high temperature has significantly lower amount of nitrate in the soil compared to the normal temperature. One of the explanations for this is that under high temperature, the transpiration flux are higher. And since nitrate moves as mass flow, this would increase the nitrate uptake in the high temperature, resulting less nitrate in the soil at the end of the experiment. Look at the nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency. We have seen a significant temperature effect and treatment effect. And look at the temperature effect. High temperature has significant higher nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency compared to normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, agrotain and superior, they are not significant from each other, but both of them were higher than full urea treatment and the urea 75 alone. So in summary, we have seen that NBPT showed some effect in which compared with the full urea treatment, we have equal amounts of protein, lower dry matter production, and lower nitrogen uptake, but they have higher nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency. Important aspect here is that dry matter and nitrogen uptake with addition of NBPT in the urea, they were higher than urea 75 alone. We also have seen that NBP performance was not influenced by temperature, since we not have any interaction effect between nitrogen treatment and temperature. And we have seen that temperature increased nitrogen uptake, so that would be partially explain why we have more protein, dry matter, and also nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency. It decreased NADPH activity and increased glutamine synthetase. In this case, we don't see any benefit of addition of DCD, since we don't see any difference between agrotain and superior. So in conclusion, we have seen that the use of NBPT resulting in increase of urea nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency independent of the fertilizer of the temperature conditions, and that in the addition of DCD, in this case, did not improve the urea fertilizer nitrogen use efficiency. Since most of the data that we have seen that the full urea treatment was the superior than the agrotain, we have seen that when using urea with NBPT, a higher rate than 75% of the full recommended nitrogen should be considered to optimize cotton growth. And the next step of this experiment would be to test this, the same treatments in the field with some additional measurements to see what will happen in the field conditions. With that, thank you, and I will be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Good. Yes?
Back to your next step is you're going to go out in the field. Tell me what you're going to do again out in the field.
Basically, in the field, we are not going to do a treatment effect, a temperature effect, but we will keep all the treatments. And probably we're going to have a rate also instead of 75, we will increase up to 100 and see how that's going to affect the yield.
One question.
Yes?
Do you know what the difference in price? I mean, how much do those? Does that cost? Do some of those treatments cost? Do you have any idea?
No, I didn't go through the cost yet because that was just a physiological thing, and
I
didn't go to the cost yet.
I was just curious. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.